Ugh, I likeyou too. When the sort of email chain went around that this was one of the songs going to be used in this service, I responded in all caps, enthusiasm, because I don't know about you, but Mr. Rogers sings to my heart and has sung to my heart my whole life. And the significance of someone who's being put forward as someone for us to love and trust and look up to, and someone from us to learn from, telling us, I like you just the way you are, in 1968 is the first time he performed that song. I like you just the way you are. And hearing that song in 1998 was profound, and hearing it today in 2019, it still rings a chord. To be seen and loved for your whole self without need to change to make anyone else happy. So thank you, and thank you, Mr. Rogers. And today, as you've heard many times and will hear again, is the International Transgender Day of Visibility. Woo! And that's great. And that's terrible. And that's all of those things. It holds multitudes. What does it mean that one of our identities needs a day of visibility? What does it mean to be forced into visibility in an identity that's not safe, often, for a lot of people? What does it mean to be forced to come into a day to make choices? When you wake up in the morning, I don't know, when I wake up in the morning, I don't usually say, what of my secrets will I be sharing today? Usually, I'm like, hungry, need to go to the bathroom. But on a day like today, many of us are forced with a choice. And that choice can be sacred. And that choice is, how do we engage this day? Do we ignore it? Do we pretend like it's just Sunday? Happy last day of March. Do we celebrate it for others? Do we pretend to have a different identity and lift up those around us? Do we claim our own identity? And do we have our identity shared to the world for us without our consent? It's a really complex day and a beautiful day, because my trans siblings are gorgeous and to be celebrated, and to be seen in their whole selves. We are worthy of all of that love. We are worthy of being seen and being recognized and being seen as human, being seen as whole, and being seen as beloved. And I've struggled with how to approach today. I'm relatively invisibly trans. I go through a lot of my life with people not knowing that. And not knowing identities. And what does it mean to be recorded saying it with my name in a way that, like, my family will hear it? I should give them a call. Like, there's privilege in being able to sort of exist in a world where you live in the Bay Area and a lot of folks don't question you, and you're like, yeah, what's gender? Bye. And you don't have to answer, and you don't have to speak to it, and you can live in that. And there's power in being seen and claiming what your identities are and living into that. There's power at standing at a microphone and saying, yeah, I'm trans. So yeah, I'm trans. And I've also found a lot of inspiration. One of the voices that was speaking to me in all of this journey is the amazing Adrienne Marie Brown and her book, Emergent Strategies. And I want to read to you this section. It is called Be Seen. Initially, with defensiveness, I'm not like you say I am, even especially in the face of experts. I have diagnosed myself. I know what's wrong with me. And then, perhaps, without agency. Being seen is actually non-negotiable. Though I can hide, or I can determine my level of grace and relationship in it. On so many levels, interdependence requires being seen as much as possible as your true self, meaning that your capacity and need are transparent. Meaning even when I don't want to look in the mirror, I am and choose to be open to the attention of others. Sometimes I start with my woes, those with whom I am co-evolving through friendship. I show something I've been hiding and hope I'm still lovable. This generally goes better than expected every single time. I have also tried starting out naked on a hard operating table under a bright light, shivering from the cold of so many strangers' eyes. I can walk towards this being seen and experience the beauty of releasing all that guard and protection, that miracle distortion, or I can resist it and only be seen in moments of trauma and loss of control. But I will be seen. And the more I open to it, the gentler and more necessary that attention feels. Well, okay then. So we will all be seen. All of us. Here I am, visible, looking out and seeing all of you for who you are. You are all so beautiful, and it is a glory to behold you, and it is with gratitude that I am seen. May you feel that as well. And as you see me, what are you seeing? Who are you seeing? When someone sees you, what are they seeing? Who are they seeing? How are they seeing? What if you're just being experienced, you're being felt, you're being heard and held? Your identity is as that comforting, soft pillow to rest your head on. That is a sacred and holy identity to hold up. What if your identity is of the tears being placed on my shoulder as you cry? That is a sacred and holy identity. And think about this. Here we are today, celebrating one identity that is many identities. The umbrella that is trans covers more than I could imagine. But there are identities beyond our gender. We all carry those. We all come with those. So an exercise. I want all of us to stop and think for a moment. What's your identity? It's hard to answer that quickly, isn't it? What's your identity? Here are some questions. What's your gender? What's your race? What's your level of education? What's your HIV status? What's your profession? Marital status? Political affiliation? Disability? Belief system? Weight? Ancestry? Criminal record? Socioeconomic status?
Your preferred sports team. How old are you? Did some of those ring loud and true? Some were maybe hollow. Were there parts of who you are at the core that were unnamed and unspoken? And maybe some parts you've never thought about, you've never had to question. Are there some parts in there that are impossible for you to avoid? Some of our identities obscure and hide others. Some of them we want to sing from the rafters and share. And some come with a little asterisk, a disclaimer, a PS, a footnote. And here we are in a UU space celebrating with these beautiful photographs and this beautiful community and the amazing words that have been shared from this pulpit. Thank you so much. In Unitarian Universalism, it's a hard time to be a trans UU right now. As you've heard mentioned, there was an article in the UU World, which is the magazine that's put out by our Unitarian Universalist Association. The most recent issue, this isn't one from the 70s, this is one from last month. It was an article that came with the best of intentions and caused significant harm. It was written by a cis woman, and it was about her journey navigating through and understanding the trans world. It was written and published after consulting trans UUs who said it would be harmful to write and publish. It made our identities something you need to navigate, something you need to understand, and prioritize the people struggling with us, not us. It was clinical and anthropological and factually incorrect. And it was heartbreaking. So to be visibly trans in a denomination that preaches love and acceptance and still screws up is hard sometimes. And when the learning happens at the expense of people who are doing their damnedest to survive, it sucks. And it came right after a report was released by TRUST, which is the Transgender Religious Professional Unitarian Universalists Together, an organization of trans UUs that was co-founded by Mr. Barb, whose reading we heard earlier. They did a survey of trans UUs to get a sense of their lived experience being trans in UU. And the biggest takeaway is that identity is complicated. Survey results show that the majority of trans UUs are marginalized in multiple ways, and that demographics of trans UUs are very different than the demographics of Unitarian Universalism as a whole. Trans UUs are more likely to be low income, young, disabled, racially diverse, and LGBTQ than the general UU population. And the more marginalized identities they hold, the less likely trans UUs are to experience full inclusion. For example, only 15% of trans UUs of color feel as though their congregation is completely inclusive of them as trans people. and only 10% of Black trans UUs feel that way. These results make it plain that centering trans-affirming UU spaces requires grappling with the intersections of gender, sexuality, race, class, disability, and age. Single-issue approaches to welcome do not serve trans people. And inclusion can't stop at basic access, such as inclusive language and having all-gender bathrooms. It's been a rough 2019. But what does that all mean? Does that mean we give up? Does that mean we've hurt each other? And it's hard to know we've hurt each other, so we fail. Or does that mean, thank you. Thank you for this listening and this learning, and let us grow together. Let us own when we have made mistakes. And let us step up. Let us move up. Let us roll up. Let us be together, making this better, making this different. On this trans day of visibility, everyone needs to be visible. Be visible as an ally who's learning. Be visible as an accomplice who knows how to be lookout. Be visible as someone who loves and someone who's learning and someone who makes mistakes and someone who can apologize and do better next time. Be visible as someone who is driven by love. Be visible as someone who cares and wants to make a difference. Be visible who someone is called into their identities, to live their identities and love their identities and love the people who are around them and miss the people who aren't around them and want to make this world a place we all can be us and seen and loved and held. Let everyone know every day, I like you just the way you are. Let that be the thing that rings true for all of us. And let you hear that. Hear that yourself. You are likable and lovable just the way you are. Flaws and imperfections are one of the things that make you gorgeous. We all have them. And we all can live into them and love into them and be seen and see and love with our full hearts. Because as Adrienne Marie Brown says, everything we think of solid and singular is actually fluid and multitudes. That is all of us. We are fluid and we are multitudes. And may we go forth in this world with our beautiful glitter and our sunshine and our rainbows and our heartache and our tear and our tears and our rage. May we go forth with all of us. May we all be seen. And may we learn to live together to make this world even better. May it be so, and amen.